Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
For years, the brutal 1997 killing of a young woman in a Long Island state park seemed destined to remain unsolved. Her body was dismembered, left unidentifiable, except for a tattoo of a peach. That changed in 2011 when investigators searching near Gilgo Beach uncovered new skeletal fragments and the remains of her 2-year-old daughter. Those discoveries became part of the now infamous Gilgo Beach investigation, where multiple women were found murdered along a remote stretch of sand. This week, there's been a major development. Police have arrested Andrew Dykes, 66, in connection with the killing of the woman, now identified as Tanya Denise Jackson. Dykes is also the father of Jackson's daughter, Tatiana Marie Jackson. Authorities say Dykes was taken into custody in Tampa, Florida, and is being held in Hillsborough County Jail awaiting extradition to Long Island. The Nassau County District Attorney's Office declined to comment, and the name of Dykes' attorney has not been released yet. Jackson, known for years only as Peaches because of her tattoo, was 26 years old when she died, a Gulf War veteran originally from Mobile, Alabama. She had been living in Brooklyn with her daughter at the time of her disappearance and was largely estranged from her family. Investigators confirmed her identity earlier this year using advanced DNA and genealogy techniques.
What it comes down to is, was there enough to show from the skeletal remains of the infant that there was a murder? And that's what it comes down to. It's called, you have manner of death and cause of death.
Officials say there is no apparent link between Dykes and Rex Huerman, the Long Island architect charged in 7 of the Gilgo Beach murders. In total, 10 sets of human remains were found along the beach parkway, leading police to believe the area may have been a dumping ground for more than one killer. Nancy, additional details on Dykes' arrest are expected in the coming days as he is extradited to New York.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Trinity Pogue was convicted on 5 charges, including 2 counts of felony murder on Friday, December 5, as reported in a video sentencing shared by Court TV. Judge James Sizemore Jr. of the Southwestern Circuit Court of Georgia stated during the proceedings, quote, "I don't usually elaborate on handing down a sentence. However, the reality is that you will serve a life sentence, which is fitting for the crimes you've been found guilty of." Additionally, the judge announced that Pogue would face an extra 20 years in prison to be served concurrently. Throughout the sentencing, Pogue maintained a composed demeanor, although she displayed significant emotion earlier that day upon hearing the jury's decision. Pogue was arrested in January 24, according to a press release from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The agency reported that a boy, later identified as Romeo Angeles, also known as Jackson Drew, was discovered unresponsive on a campus of Georgia Southwestern State University on January 14, 2024, where Pogue, then 18, was a student. During her trial, prosecutors allege that Pogue harbored resentment towards the child because she desired to have a baby with her boyfriend, the child's father. In an indictment previously covered by WALB, authorities in Sumter County described the abuse as involving blunt force trauma to the head and torso. On the day the toddler died, fellow students in Pogue's dorm recounted hearing a child crying for an extended period of time until it abruptly ended, as reported by Lily Waterman, a student at the university. "And so no one knew what happened," Waterman said. "We knew we heard crying, and then all of a sudden, it stopped. Did a baby die?" she questioned. In 2024, Pogue was crowned Miss Donaldsonville, but lost her title following the charges related to the toddler's death, according to Early County News. For now, she will spend the next 30 years behind bars before she is eligible for parole.
Kimberly Moore moves from Dallas, Texas to Ringgold, Louisiana, to live with her partner, Vernon Parker, just in time for Thanksgiving. The couple spends the next month settling in, and they attend a New Year's Eve party together. On New Year's Day, Vernon Parker is found shot dead in the back seat of his running car. The last time anyone saw Kimberly was at the party the night before. Police now believe Kimberly Moore may have witnessed Parker shooting and could be in danger or worse. Kimberly Moore, now missing over a year. If you have info on Kimberly Moore, please call Bienville Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs at 318-263-2215.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.